Hello everyone, welcome to Sec Tools Podcast by InfoSec Campus. I'm your host of the show, Sanup Thomas. Today we have Mark Oxymeyer with us to talk about PE Studio and his journey in InfoSec, largely into forensics. Yeah, welcome Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mark, to start with your background and how did you get into information securities in general, just introduce yourself and your background into security.
Okay, sure. My background, I studied electronics. A few years ago, I studied electronics in Belgium. And then later on, I moved to Germany and then worked many years as a software developer. As a background, having studied electronic, I started working in a real-time system, working on the CPU level, an assembler. Some people have to do this. I really enjoyed working on really restricted environment, restricted resource and time critical system. Yeah. And then step by step, I moved step by step working on Windows platform, on the interface between devices, real time system. Well, there was also in the context of train security, braking system, pipeline, and so on. And then step by step, I moved to on the Windows side, developing device driver interfaces to a measurement system and so on. And then step by step, I moved away, not completely, but step by step, I move away from assembly languages and then working on C, C++, object-oriented, big, complex distributed system. I had a chance to work with very smart people. and that was some people were really keys in the way I understood how to develop software, how to develop generic abstracted interfaces, software interfaces, thinking generic. And this is really something that still helps me today as a malware analyst. This background, how system are communicate, how component are built, how today Windows system, this is the main my focus in my career. And then step by step, having worked as a software developer, the focus moved to protecting interfaces, protecting software against attacks, against disassembler, against exfiltration, data loss protection, against different kind of static and dynamic attack. And step by step, I was more and more busy with executable obfuscation, mitigation, protection, and so on. And that's why step by step, I was also busy with the executable, how compile works, how compiler build executable in issue like this. And yeah, and step by step, I had to really the desire to present what I do, why I do develop a component, a software component. Why did I choose to develop the component the way I did it? And step by step, I spent more and more time within the enterprise to spend more time to present ideas, to present concepts, to present my work and how I did it. And this was really a crossroad in my career, because at that time I noticed that people were asking for more, just being capable, well, or at least to try to explain things with the goal that people understand. This aha effect. I had it several times, and this is something which I really enjoyed, and I still enjoy in my career, presenting stuff, and that's why. And this is also a crossing road, a crossing point in my career. I had a chance to 12 years ago, I had a chance to present, to give lectures about in Germany about essential of reverse engineering. After several presentations within a company, I had a request to have a try and to work as partially as a lecturer in a German university. And that was, as mentioned, 12 years ago. And at that point, I really discovered, I have to present, I would like to present PE, I would like to present Windows system and stuff like this. How does PE work? I mean, I had already had experience with executable obfuscation, but actually I never really took a close look under the hood. How is PE built on? How does it work internally? And this is the reason why I started 12 years ago in 2009. I started in the context of these lectures. I was really challenged to. I took a challenge to present PE and to explain how executable in the context of Windows, how executable work internally, how they are built, how they are made of. And I really started developing PE Studio just to understand how PE works. My goal was just to go under the hood, just to have an instrument, my own instrument. I don't care about existing tools. I don't care about library. I don't care about framework. I will do it on my own. And if I have to, I will just reinvent the wheel, just because I want to have my own instrument. And being capable when I stand up in front of the people to be able to explain completely and correctly how executable work. And this is this was just, as mentioned, my own tool, my own show, my own team on my own. And then step by step, after a few months, a year or two, I was really astonished by the feedback I had, because PE Studio was just at that time I decided, okay, make it available on the web, and that's all. Not because I'm an expert, not because I know better, just because it's there, and if people want to use it, they may use it. And the feedback was so tremendous that I decided, okay, let's continue with that. As mentioned, I also continued to work on these issues in the context of my daily business, of my daily work. And then step by step, as people ask me more and more to present to make technical presentation about this, and then ask me, don't you want to work with us? And that was really the way I really actively entered in the context as working as a malware analyst. This is my currently job now, working for several years in this area, and having made the transition from a software developer to a malware analyst. And to be honest, this is, I really enjoy having this years of experience, of practical experience working as a developer, solving problems, implementing professional, huge, complex, distributed solution. This gave me an overview in details how the Windows system are built on, how the components, logical, physical components, work with one another, communicate with one another. And this gives me, I would say, a unique view as a malware analyst to understand, to go under the hood, and to be able to to analyze and to see how bad people are implementing the malicious software, and how they use or misuse and implement some feature and trying to protect and to understand and to protect our company against this malicious stuff. As mentioned, I'm working now as in the computer emergency response team in Germany. On a daily basis, I analyze different kinds of malicious file types. Mm-hmm. And in this context, I'm still using PE Studio on a daily basis. Always, my goals is all. My goal has always been, and it still is, to with PE Studio to transform data into information. I never, in our context, speed is an essential factor. And my goal with PE Studio was never to see hexadecimal value. PE Studio is not a tool that represents dumping of technical hardcore data. PE Studio helps me to abstract and not to show the real data, but to transform these data into real, valid as possible information. And this is combining this experience as a software developer and showing these technical details from the other side of the fence, and protecting our business, our company against malicious implementation. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I can actually see a lot of turns and shifts throughout the career. You started as a developer, did lecturing in the university, and then become more of an forensics and malware analyst person. So, well, my first question would be, what do you call yourself now? Are you still like to be called as a developer or a forensic or a forensic guy? And what do you prefer?
It's a good question. Depends on the day. I mean, actually, my job, my real job as a malware analyst, as mentioned, working on in the computer emergency response team, and in this context on a daily basis, during the day, I don't develop at all. I'm just taking bits and bytes. I mean, files into pieces. I'm analyzing with different technique and tools, analyzing essentially mainly executable malicious files, like, you know, I mean, it starts with a PDF, and actually under the hood there's a RTF or a PDF or an XLS or a macro in VBS, and then two of these DLLs are loaded and stuff like this. That means the borders between the malicious file types and the technique and attack methods are sometimes moving from different logical contexts. But my business, my daily job is working as a malware analyst. My second job after my job is over, at the evening, depends on the load, of course. I continue to work on PE Studio as a developer. This is still PE Studio is my own project. I'm still working alone on this. It belongs 100% to me. And as mentioned, during the day, it never stops. If I notice, it should be cool if I could have this information, this data out of the executable, or try to ease my job. This is my main motivation. How can I make my job and job of other malware analysts easier? And this is my second part of my life, working on PE Studio. PE Studio is 100% C++ development. With a little bit assembler and stuff like this. But I never stop to work on it somehow, and trying to increase the quality. Quality has always been my focus with PE Studio. Correctness, it must be speed is one important factor, but first of all, the tool has to be correct, and to give output valid output. And I'm working on to increase this, the quality, the output, to change the result, to combine different indicators, to implement flexibility interfaces, export different kinds of our indicators, results, output of the tool, and integrate different input. Try to ease the work under the hood in PE Studio. There's a lot of re-engineering cycle. I'm still working. I still have the goal to make to increase the speed of the tool, the quality of the output and interfaces, to to expose the interface of the tool, yeah, to some people.
I see. Yeah. PStudio has been like how long PStudio has been existent? Like when did you initially start the project?
I started PStudio 2009, 12 years ago.
Wow.
It's a long story. As mentioned in the context of the lectures I started to give in 2009, I had the desire to understand PE. And since then, I'm still working on this. It never really stopped. Sometimes I take a break, and but in theory, and actually, I'm always in my mind, always trying to increase the quality, the speed. I still have a lot of features, to be honest. I also have different requests from different people and customers. My goal is to, I just have, to be honest, I have fun working with this. This is one of my main motivation. I don't do this because of the money or because of the feedback I have. To be honest, at the beginning, as mentioned years ago, when I started, I also had some critics from people. People told me, are you reinventing the wheel? Are you crazy or what? Mm-hmm. Just to mention, my motivation was just having fun, and based on the feedback, I see it helps people it accelerates, as mentioned, malware initial assessment. This PStudio is not a reverse engineering tool. There are other tools for this. PStudio is not a disassembler. PStudio, the goal of PStudio is not to represent raw data, hexadecimal stuff. This is not the first goal of the tool. The first goal of the tool and my motivation is to provide a tool which eases jumping into this malware analysis area. You have an executable, a DLL or what else, a PE file. My goal is to ease and within a few clicks, I would say, within a few seconds, depending on the size of the file which is analyzed, within a short time, present kind of overview. What's this executable? What could this executable do? What's the potential of the tool, of the executable? Is this executable intending to connect to a network, to write on the disk, to access virtual memory and stuff? You know, just giving indicators. Are there any hard-coded credential URLs and stuff like this?
Yeah. I remember using PStudios way long back. Probably even before PStudio had pro versions in existence. The main reasons why choosing PStudio like tools, because it made the malware analysis much more simpler. Initially, it was more complicated in a way because you probably need to run a bunch of tools to get what you wanted, but PStudio kind of compresses everything into like a single view. Like you just have one tool, easy to like drop an exe on that and find out what is the headers and what is there in the packers and whether it has any malicious signatures in place and what registries it is, basically. So all those I can actually relate to what you're referring, as this is mainly for your own learning purposes. You started developing the tools, even though this was reinventing a lot of existing other tools, which is okay. But your tools actually, PStudio actually made a difference in the way how people use it. Like it clearly puts the users first because it makes the analysis much more simpler. And today, I'm pretty sure PStudio is one of the key tools in a lot more malware analysis trainings in big conferences, even in the big conference trainings, and which is great achievement.
Yeah, sure. And to be honest, I was somehow a few years ago, and I'm still have sometimes I suddenly see, oh man, they are using PStudio, amazing. and I never expected to see PStudio using honestly, so many people training companies, Sounds Institute, and other well-known and not so well-known company, small and large companies. It's amazing. Once again, and as you mentioned, I started this many years ago, and honestly, I never, and at that time, I wasn't so aware of existing. I mean, 12 years ago, it's a long time in IT. I wasn't really aware and even searching for what does exist. Of course, there were a few well-known tools at that time, but honestly, I never ever tried to copy and take IDs and see how can I do this. I want to make it. My motivation has always been, man, I have a problem. How can I solve this? I make it on my way. I don't care if something exists. And to be honest, step by step as I develop PStudio, step by step as in my career as I worked more and more actively on the other side of the fence as a malware analyst, I noticed, there's a tool which does something similar. Okay, I didn't ever saw this existing context and environment and landscape.
Right.
I was always driven by my own desire to make something out of it, and I work on my way. I do it the way I like it, and it looks like, as mentioned, it looks like it responds to a need to accelerate, to make things easier. And most of the time, this is in my humble opinion, of course, I'm convinced that most of the time, what people need in the context of SOC certs and so on, what people need is a kind of lightning system. Is this thing green or yellow or red? Of course, most of the time it's yellow. I would say you need some know-how, some background to be able to make a difference between yellow and red. But speed and quality is much more important than bits and bytes, hexadecimal stuff in a special context, of course. And this is it drives me crazy a little bit, I would say. It keeps me busy, but I like it.
Interesting.
It's my hobby. My job is my hobby. And PStudio and my activity as malware analyst fit good together. This is my daily experience. It's a win-win situation to work on those, on both fields of the development and someone who protects, who analyzes.
True. I mean, I think both roles, as you said, as a software developer versus the malware analyst, both are complementing each other. So that's a good combination.
Definitely. And my advice would be, my recommendation advice, in my opinion, is if someone really wants to to do reverse engineering, malware analyst, if someone wants to work in this context, it's good to have an experience as software developer to know in the kind of details how things work, to be curious and working as a developer, understanding the dependencies and how the engine works is a big advantage. It took me, honestly, years and years of course hard work to reach that point where I really have the feeling, okay, I understand somehow, I have an overview, I understand a little bit, and when I see binaries, I can well-known tools, and somehow I understand now why they do what and why they don't do something. Mm-hmm. It really helps.
Awesome. You have been developing PE Studio for over a decade now.
Yes.
Operating system also changed over the time. Do you mm-hmm. see differences or more difficulties in building new modules? Because I see PE Studio is still being actively developed and actively improvised.
Mm-hmm. This is correct.
Do you see any differences in like how you used to develop a module or a specific use cases in the past or now? How do you see the gap?
Yes and no. Of course, as you know, PE Studio has a focus on unmanaged executable. I mean, PE Studio is meant to analyze compiled executable. Mm-hmm. I mean, no .NET stuff. I mean, there are other tools to analyze .NET. So-called managed executable. PE Studio has a focus, and of course, when I started PE Studio 12 years ago, the .NET was already existing, but it has never been the focus of the tool. And that means, to answer your question, sure, operating system, PE Studio is focused on PE, which is portable executable, which means Windows. Windows has of course changed these last years. On the other side, it hasn't changed that much. Logical components of the systems, of course, architectures and stuff like these are swapped and move and evolve and change and stuff change, of course. But definitely and actually, an executable is an executable. It hasn't really changed a lot. I mean, of course, 32-bit, 64-bit, that was a move. PE Studio of there are very small differences in the layout of an executable file. Mm-hmm. Of course, the address space is bigger and stuff like this. Registers, everything is bigger, is larger, but most of the executable, the way it is built, hasn't changed, which means as long as PE exists, as long as Windows exists, I would say as long as unmanaged code exists, PE Studio will work and will be able to analyze files. And as you might know, if an executable runs in memory, the most of the the physical structure of the PE doesn't really change. This is just a section are located in different area a little bit put a different location, but the structure, the executable, the concept hasn't really evolved, changed since for many years, and it won't change until Peace Studio dies or what? No, I mean the Peace Studio is there for many years, for the next years to come.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, great. Mm-hmm. Mark, thanks a lot for sharing wonderful experience and advice to
my pleasure, Senup. Sure.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Senup. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Bye bye. Great.
Thanks everyone for listening to the podcast. We'll talk to you on the next one.